We are back for another week of the ACL Access Show. I feel like we were just here. Frickers and Adrian, South Main Street. They are hiring all over the place, front of the house, back of the house, on top of the house. They are hiring. Stop on in to inquire today. Busy crowd getting ready for some good deals. Chicken today, boneless, 99 cents a wing. Many different sauces. Tuesday's the bone-in. Also, they have the frickin' burgers for this football season. I had the, was it a blue cheese? Bacon blue last week. Went with boneless today. With Josh Mitchell back in our Cave Studios, I'm Ian Wendt, alongside Mike Prang to open things up for the ACL Access Show today. We'll talk some men's soccer, women's soccer, and some football later on in the show. Speaking of football, it is the NFL jersey giveaway. Bob wanted me to let everyone know about this, so I'm going to do it a special way. It's a football swag giveaway during the game. It's a new giveaway each week. All you have to do is stop on in, get some food while you're here, fill out a card, and that's it. You don't have to be present to win. They do the drawing at halftime. They have two jerseys today because there are two Monday night games going on here at Frickers. I think one of them is a Jets jersey. Tara, Jets jersey, and what's the other one?
Bengals.
Bengals? Jets and Bengals. I won last year in like December, January, won a Bengals jersey. So you never know. The only way you can get in to win is to go into the bin. All right, here we go. Week in review. Plenty of stuff here. Mr. Prang, I have a lot of questions about this tennis thing that these young ladies went to, Claire Early and Hyjin Elliott. But the ITA regional, so that's kind of, is it like an end of the fall season, or what exactly was that? How did they get to go?
Yeah, so the ITAs, you really kind of just throw your top people in. I mean, they still have to somewhat qualify, but it's kind of more just entry-based, and you throw your top two, your top three. I mean, if you just have a top individual, you can throw them in. So we threw Claire and Hajian in, and they compete as a duo. They did pretty decent for the the competition there. They entered as the 9 seed. I mean, that's our top duo there, so you know that's great to see. And then they both competed individually as well and did pretty solid too.
And then it looks like there are a couple of men that participated as well. Michael Mascarin, who's been on the show, and then Luca Coutinho. Is that close?
I think so. Honestly, okay. I don't know.
They were down competing. Maybe he'll get on the show and I can embarrass myself then. But they were both down there as well. Just a chance to showcase against quite a bit of talent around the area.
Yeah, definitely. And they had a huge upset. So they were unseeded going in as the doubles, and they just defeated the number 7 seed out of Case Western.
Wow.
They beat them 8-7, and then it went to a tiebreaker match where they won the tiebreaker match 8-6. So huge upset for them. They advanced to the round of 16, so it was good to see them do that. And then they lost in that round to a duo from University of Chicago, who is a pretty big powerhouse in tennis, national champions. And last year they had a duo that won the doubles bracket. So just to see them, though, get that big upset over Case Western and shine and in the round of 16 was great to see.
And we move along. We have club softball, split a pair with Mott Community College. Then they were in a tournament. They got another win. A lot of high scoring on this club softball world.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, our pitching is coming along, but I mean, our bats are alive, and that's good to see. And yeah, we played 5 games over the weekend in that tournament. We took 2 of them. We beat Grand Valley and I think it was
Illinois State.
Yeah. So yeah, 4 wins on the week for them is pretty nice to see here in the fall.
Is that kind of what their schedule looks like? Is they'll play tournaments, like a weekend tournament, where they'll get a bunch of games in 3 days?
So it's more so like just this one big tournament. Otherwise, it's just a doubleheader here, doubleheader there. Oh, okay. So some of their conference season's in the fall, some of it's in the spring, and that's the same thing with our NCBA baseball teams, both D1 and D3 as well.
Okay. Moving along quickly, women's golf. They were in the MIAA Jamboree 1. Then they went to the Whitewater Invitational in Wisconsin. They took sixth in the Whitewater Invite. The MIAA Jamboree, kind of a mixed bag with a, when we talked with Greeny, not an inexperienced team. They've been around the program for a while, but some girls that haven't had a chance to play because that class that just graduated golf so much together.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think there's only, it's just Ainsley Hewitt is the one that's back in the starting five, from last year or so. But otherwise, everyone else is new, and, their scores are fine. I think it's honestly the MIAA is picking up a bit. So, compared to what we've done the last 2-3 years, I think we placed sixth in the first MIAA Jamboree out of nine. But this two-day tournament that they just had over in Whitewater, Wisconsin, it was actually in Madison, hosted by Whitewater. Oh. They did really good. There were 17 teams there, and we came in sixth, and we had some girls, some shine there.
That's nice to, it's a neat opportunity to travel. I think that's a big part of the college athletic experience, to get on the road and go to these different things. I know baseball, softball, they go down south in the spring, and the volleyball team went out west last year, I believe, to start their season. And, to do these things outside of just MIAA Jamboree is a neat opportunity.
Definitely. I mean, and for these college athletes to do that and see, golf, for example, see different courses across the country. The TPC courses are all over the country, and they play that TPC Wisconsin. So real nice course, real tough course, and it just adds to the college experience. I mean, there may be some girls that played in that tournament that never been to Wisconsin, might not ever go back to Wisconsin, but they got to experience that and check that one off the bucket list.
And flip gears here to the men's golf team. We were just talking briefly off air. A new course for the MIAA Jamboree. Scores, looking at the result, it wasn't what they wanted, of course. They want to win all these things. But in terms of, like, the shooting itself and the scores, not too bad. Again, it might be a case of this is a very good golf conference.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there were some teams that were higher up than expected. I mean, I looked at Coach Green when I was like, really? Kalamazoo did well? And he's like, yeah, like our conference is getting better. So, yeah, I mean, placement-wise, not what we wanted, but the score level is we're still in the hunt. I mean, we have two more Jamborees left to go, plus we have the two-round spring final in the spring. So, we're not out of it yet because of one bad round.
Right, and, it's a good thing about the setup is, one that I've been critical of. It's an opportunity to make up for a weekend that, hey, we didn't have our stuff, or this course kicked our butt, or, we're not familiar with it. So moving on to the next one for the men's golf team, men's D1 hockey, they played a home series, not a home road situation with Northwood, 5-2 and 3-0. Knowing the guys there and Coach Estalos, they will take the wins, but those are margins that, they're not used to being in those situations.
Yeah, definitely. But that also comes with, with your success levels, like better teams want to play you, and you want to play better teams, and that's what helps boost your ranking. So, that's why they created the GL6, was because there were too many blowouts and too many 15-0 wins and all that kind of stuff. So, to play some better competition early in the non-conference season is good for that team.
Yeah, no question about that. Cross-country teams both decided to place ninth at the same invite in town over at the Siena Heights invite at Heritage Park, just outside town, actually. Competitive field there, I would assume.
Yeah, definitely. And, I mean, it's always nice for, even though we didn't host the event, for our athletes to compete in the city of Adrian. And I know we had some teams go out and support them. I know our acrobatics and tumbling team and our bass fishing team was out there at Heritage Park to cheer them on, so that was nice to see.
D1 baseball, the Battle Creek Blast, That's a nice name for an event. 2-1 in that one. Beat Grand Valley State and Saginaw Valley State University. Doesn't say who they lost to, but that doesn't matter. But it's nice to come out of a tournament or a blast, if you call it, with more wins than losses.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, like I said, just like with the club softball team, you know, half their season's in the fall, half is in the spring. So, you know, they use that kind of tournament to get some guys going and bring it into some conference rounds or conference series here in October is going to be good.
All right, then quickly, because your food just got here. Barbecue bacon burger.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Some curly fries. Got some veggies on the burger, too.
Stop drooling.
I know. Well, I already ate, so we're all good there. And then just quickly football. Simply put, big win. I mean, 45-0 before Olivet got on the board. Just writing those record books again.
Yeah, or something special here. I mean, I just told you off air that, you know, I just nominated four guys for the national team of the week because we had, you know, Noah Boudry throw for four touchdowns, almost 400 yards. Trey Brueggemann rush for four touchdowns. And Ethan Abberger had 216 yards receiving. Ethan Burrows had two interceptions. So,
yeah,
you know, overall, just a good day for the Bulldogs.
All right. We'll try to get more with Mike Prang to end up the show. But if not, we'll fill up the time with our student athletes. We're going to talk men's soccer when we come back. A senior from Waterford, Michigan, Kyle Jennings, will join me on the show. And then women's soccer to follow and some football here on the AC All Access Show. Live from Frickers in Adrian, I'm Ian Wendt on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Club baseball plays at 6 p.m. Wednesday, or take in hockey at the Arrington starting at 4 p.m. on Friday, and cheer on the Bulldog football team Saturday, October 4th at 1 p.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
It's football season, and the winning begins at Frickers. Huddle up with our delicious specialty burgers that are built to be winners. The Loaded Brew, the Barbecue Bacon Cheddar, the Bold Bacon and Blue, and the Saucy A1-ya. And don't forget the Ultimate Assist, 48-ounce personal pitchers of Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light, or Yingling, just $6.99. Catch every play, every burger, every beer at Frickers, home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Visit Frickers.com to find the winning location nearest you.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Club baseball plays at 6 p.m. Wednesday, or take in hockey at the Arrington starting at 4 p.m. on Friday, and cheer on the Bulldog football team Saturday, October 4th at 1 p.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
All Access Show. We are here at Frickers in Adrian, just flipping through the menu. So I want to get the prices right. They have some frickin' burgers, $10.99, bacon and blue, A1 yon, a loaded brew, and a barbecue bacon cheddar burger. Those are $10.99. Also, where's the, they don't have the price on that anymore. What's the lunch? Is it $7.49? $7.49 lunch specials. It's a great deal. I mean, you just come in and take advantage. Today, it's the Monday Night Football Swag Giveaway. I think the kids still say swag. It is an NFL jersey giveaway. They're doing two tonight. So what I have to do is just let your server know. Write your name down on a piece of paper, and they'll pull it out at halftime. You don't have to stick around for that. They'll call you if you win and stop in and pick up your prize. Josh Mitchell is back in our studio. I'm Ian Wentz. We have Gabby Brume with ACTV. So if you've seen any of this stuff social media-wise, it's Gabby. And if it's not good, it was Josiah, right? Yeah, okay. We're now going to talk some men's soccer. We go to Waterford, Michigan for the senior, Kyle Jennings. Kyle, nice to meet you.
Well, nice to meet you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We can say one thing is that the start to this year is not quite the start to last year.
Yes, correct.
There are some things to take away. I've been keeping track of the team, reading the scores and the stories. These are a lot of close games you guys are playing, despite the 2-8 record. How would you assess the first 10 games of the season?
I think you're spot on. Last year, I think we flipped the coin and guessed the right side a few times, and this year it's not exactly the same. But a young team, we're still trying to find our identity a little bit, but we're one step closer every game. I think we're getting there.
You graduated a few last year, right?
Yes.
A pretty good-sized senior class.
Some impactful players, too, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just, you're not going to replace some of the guys, but you can certainly get your way toward it.
Yeah,
right?
And we got some very good, impactful freshmen who, they're young, they're still learning, mm-hmm. but it's hard to replace the seniors that left, yeah.
Absolutely. Now, Kyle, what position do you play on the team?
Striker, winger. Just up top somewhere.
Okay. Either off the side of the goal or right in front of it.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Is that something you've been playing your time at Adrian or in high school?
Yeah, ever since high school, I started playing up top. I was known as a Swiss Army knife for a little bit. I used to play everywhere.
Okay.
But stuck to the top since high school, and, it's been fun.
What brought you to Adrian College? Have you been here all 4 years? Did you transfer in? What was that journey?
My first years were at Schoolcraft. I played JUCO soccer there, mainly for save money. It's a cheaper school. And then I transferred with a few of my buddies here my junior year, so last year, and now
okay.
I'm a senior. It's been nice.
Did all the buddies stick around for this year, too?
Yes, they did.
Okay, well, that's good.
It's fun.
All from that general area, Waterford?
Waterford, Livonia. Just around.
Okay.
Around there.
And that's not too far away, right?
No.
Do you have family, friends that come down and watch you guys play?
I do, yeah. My mom comes to every game. So.
Perfect.
Yes.
That's
nice.
What it's all about.
Yeah.
And I have noticed that. I've just watched some soccer games as a fan. I've called some on the station. And you don't expect a crowd to be like that.
No.
You know what I mean? And I'll see you guys supporting the women's team, and I'll see the women's team supporting the men and other sports too. It's a great atmosphere.
Yeah, it is. I think it's a respect thing between all the Adrian sports. We come and support, get rowdy, just create an atmosphere. It's nice.
Yeah, well said. The team this year, preseason conference ranking, picked fifth. That's about the middle of the pack. Do you guys take any stock in that? Do you put it up on the bulletin board, or just keep on keeping on?
I think it is what it is. Last year we were placed last, I think, or second to last, and we finished fourth. So they can put us wherever they want. I think we're going to surprise people this conference year.
Yeah, and kind of as we started off the interview, I don't think you're a 2-8 team.
No,
I'm watching like you guys had either a lead goal by late, or it's a scoreless draw until late in the contest.
Yeah.
I guess going forward with that, Kyle, how do you take those tough losses and then turn those into wins? It's hopefully not going to take much.
Yeah. And the good thing about that is we're learning through these tough times, how to persevere and keep going. We've played some harder competition than last year, and I think it's going to prepare us better for the tough games in conference.
In the position you play, the way your team is set up, your strategy, are you kind of alone up at the top, or do you put a couple of guys up there? I know different teams take a different approach.
Yeah, we've been switching it around, trying to see what works throughout the whole season. But as of right now, it's more of like a three up top. So you got like a three-man army up there to hold up the ball and get the team up. And then we play inside their half, or that's the goal at least. And establish ourselves. So,
okay. Do you see a lot of other teams in the conference do that, or are they a lot of hey, there's one person up here, we'll sink more back, or is it three up top generally what teams do?
Well, it's a little bit of both. A lot of teams I've noticed play a lot of long ball, so they usually have three or more sitting up top to try to keep those numbers up.
Okay.
But I would say it's mostly a two or three up top for every team, yeah.
Okay. So pretty standard situation.
Mm-hmm.
Your stats on the season, 1 goal, 6 shots. For your career, you got 5 goals, 2 assists in 23 games played. So I would assume you're getting a lot more playing time this year than last year, just the nature of the team setup, right?
Yeah, and with the seniors that left, they were starting and playing a lot of minutes, but right now, I've increased my minute total a little bit.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
You know, give your mom something to watch when she comes down
and
watches you play.
Yeah.
Again, talk with Kyle Jennings with men's soccer at Adrian College. Let me see here. Upcoming, you're still not quite done with conference play.
Nope.
A team that quite a few Adrian schools play is the Ohio Northern University Polar Bears.
Yep.
I don't know. I think a polar bear would beat a bulldog in a race, but a bulldog would have some tenacity, but there's just a size difference with a polar bear.
It depends. It depends what kind of bulldog we're talking about. If it's a bruiser, we might have a chance.
There you go. So you're going down there tomorrow, actually, 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that's so cool. If I could go back and if I were an athlete and I played at the collegiate level, I'd want as many games at night as I could because you got the lights. Mm-hmm. That's just a different feel to it, isn't it, Kyle?
It is. And it's surreal in a way, and I think every player is grateful to have it. The atmosphere in every night game is amazing. And the fans, I'm assuming they'll come strong tomorrow, so it'll be even better for the boys.
So will this be your last non-conference, and then you move into league play?
Correct, yes.
And you just erase all the records at that point, right?
Correct. It's a clean slate once the conference starts, really.
Do you know who you open with? I don't have that on my cheat sheet.
I do not. I think it might be Olivet.
Okay.
Could be wrong.
You know what they could do. Go to AdrianBulldogs.com and check out the schedule. See a little promotion of that. Well, you are a senior, so I don't mind asking seniors these questions, even though it's the fall semester. Plans for after graduation?
Well, I'm majoring in finance, and my mom and her job has a few connections, and they own a few companies. So I've got a few interviews lined up. We'll see where it goes from there, but I'm just taking it slow.
Get that degree, walk across the stage.
That's right.
Hopefully win some soccer games along the way.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, Kyle, nice talking to you. Nice to meet you. Best of luck the rest of the way this season.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Kyle Jennings with the men's soccer team at Adrian College. He's a senior from Waterford, Michigan. The Bulldogs are taking on the Polar Bears Tuesday, tomorrow, 7 o'clock. Check them out, AdrianBulldogs.com. And check out Frickers. I was handed this. Did you hand me this, Stacy?
Yeah.
I should read this. It is their 40th freaking birthday here at Frickers. 40. I haven't done anything for 40 years, and Frickers has been around for 40. They're celebrating it. What are you looking at me like that for? Friday, October 10th, they're having live entertainment, better than the alternative. That would be weird if they did that. Saturday, October 11th, a football party, and then a family fun day on Sunday, October 12th. That is Frickers' 40th birthday party. We're going to party like it's 1985. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more Bulldog soccer. We'll go to the women's side right after these words. This is the ACL Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Club baseball plays at 6 p.m. Wednesday, or take in hockey at the Arrington starting at 4 p.m. on Friday, and cheer on the Bulldog football team Saturday, October 4th at 1 p.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
It's football season, and the winning begins at Frickers. Huddle up with our delicious specialty burgers that are built to be winners. The Loaded Brew, the Barbecue Bacon Cheddar, the Bold Bacon and Blue, and the Saucy A1-ya. And don't forget the Ultimate Assist, 48-ounce personal pitchers of Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light, or Yingling, just $6.99. Catch every play, every burger, every beer at Frickers. Home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Visit Frickers.com to find the winning location nearest you.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Club baseball plays at 6 p.m. Wednesday, or take in hockey at the Arrington starting at 4 p.m. on Friday, and cheer on the Bulldog football team Saturday, October 4th at 1 p.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
It's football season, and the winning begins at Frickers. Huddle up with our delicious specialty burgers that are built to be winners. The Loaded Brew, the Barbecue Bacon Cheddar, the Bold Bacon and Blue, and the Saucy A1-ya. And don't forget the Ultimate Assist, 48-ounce personal pitchers of Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light, or Yingling, just $6.99. Catch every play, every burger, every beer at Frickers. Home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Visit Frickers.com to find the winning location nearest you.
We are back on the ACL Access Show, live from Frickers in Adrian. Monday Night Football coming up right after our program, 8 o'clock here on The Cave. I'm your host, Ian Wendt. We've already talked with Mike Prang with the Sports Information Department. We've talked with Kyle Jennings with the men's soccer team. We have Isaiah Simon with the football squad waiting in the wings. And now we're going to go to women's soccer. She's finally a senior. She's played a lot of games for the Bulldogs, a native of Lake Orion, Michigan. Anna Marie Fossman. See, she said it like 3 minutes ago. Well, I appreciate you being on the show solo, because I think last time you had to bring a teammate along with you. But this is a new year. Team on the season, 3-6-1, as you are through conference play. You've had to find some new players in some new positions. I went out and watched one of your earlier games, and I was like, oh, there's quite a few. They're not, I don't think they're new to the team, but girls that maybe didn't play a lot last year. Mm-hmm. Is that kind of a fair assessment?
Yeah. And yeah, there's a couple new players, too, that have been starting and playing good minutes for us. So, but a lot are some returning players, too, coming back that are playing like bigger minutes this year.
3-6-1 so far. Obviously, at the record, maybe, coach and you would like to have. But, you know, you can learn from these. I mean, I'm looking at the box scores, reading the recaps. You're in a lot of these games.
Yeah.
I mean, it's tight contest, low scoring, defensive-minded. But you are not one of those people. You are a forward for the Bulldogs.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I guess just your overall thoughts on, you're through 10 games already this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. We're already halfway through the season, basically. We start conference this weekend. Definitely not the record we were looking for in our non-conference schedule, but I think there were a lot of really good teams that we faced. I think we have played a lot of really good games, really close games. A lot of them were really only by one goal or just one little mistake maybe that caused us to get scored on. But I think we're really trying to get our attack going a little bit more. I think we are not where we are or where we want to be with the goals that we – or the number of goals we should be having. But mm-hmm. I think once we get that going and scoring goals, even just one goal will get us going and scoring a lot more. So I think it'll just come over time too.
When I talked with Kyle on the men's team, he is – also a forward, kind mm-hmm. of a striker middle or kind of an outside. Maybe I'm totally naive with soccer, but when I watch your team play, and I was there for your postseason run last year, mm-hmm. you're really kind of the only forward that spends a lot of time like pressing. You're spending all the time in the other team's side of the field.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the approach you take, or am I just reading that wrong? Are there other players that are, you know, playing up there at the forward spot with you?
Yeah, so usually when I'm, like, in the center forward, I'm kind of on their back line a lot. They're two center backs, like, specifically. So I'm kind of, like, pressing up higher. I usually stay high and try and, like, get the attack going. And then we'll play with three forwards, so we'll have two on the wings that kind of are, they're getting forward in the attack, but also they need to come back and defend when we're playing defensively.
Okay.
And then we'll have, like, our two attacking mids sometimes that are trying to get up the field also. But mostly it is, like, as a target forward, being up high on their center backs and pressing them, trying to keep them in their half, and then getting through behind the back line as a like staying as high as possible.
Yeah, I see a lot of through balls going for you and people just screaming for you to run and go. And I'm like, she is.
Yeah.
She'll get there. Yeah, trust me, she'll get there. You had great success last year, a bunch of accolades. I don't have time to read them all. But that number one puts a target on your back and kind of boost up the expectations for this year, and that's not a bad thing. Mm-hmm. It's a good thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Expectations, I think, for the team in general, you're picked to finish third in the MIAA preseason poll. I think that's one spot higher than you finished last year. I think you were the four seed.
I think we might have been tied.
Okay.
Because we had, but then lost on like goal differential or something because we were tied with Trine and then had like a tiebreaker.
Right. So you were right in there.
Mm-hmm.
So the expectation is, of course, your coach, Nathan Kronwetter. He's very outward with his expectations of you guys. And I think that's a great thing is, hey, we're a good soccer team. We want to be great.
Yep.
So how can you take the first 10 games and turn some of those close losses into wins in conference play?
I really think coming into conference play is we'll look at it kind of as a different season almost. And going into our first game, we're 0-0, and we're hoping to come out of the first game 1-0. So we're hoping to just get the attack going, try and turn. I think we've been playing, there's been games where we play very well, like 5 to 10 minutes in the beginning, and so I think we're looking to continue that throughout the rest of the game or throughout like a longer like 20 to 30 minutes and hopefully score a goal in that time and get ahead on teams and then just kind of shut them down with a couple more goals in the back of the net.
Because if you could get a lead, I don't really see, I'm going to knock on wood, you giving up that lead. Because I'm looking, okay, you have a goalie who's standing on her head some nights.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes you need that, right? I know her last name is Stanton. What's her first name?
Caitlin.
She's been putting up some great numbers for you this year.
She has.
Who else, Anna Marie, is kind of that next attacker with you that you feel you've been gelling with this year in 2025?
I think in the midfield we have Alana Earl. She's been playing there, kind of been playing on the wing a little bit. She's been getting up with me. First couple games of the season, she had a couple great through balls to me that resulted in goals. So I think that was working very well. I think we need to get that connection going back again. We have a new transfer, Ashley Hughes. She's been playing forward for us as well. She's been doing really well. She's a strong player. So I think it's a lot of newer attackers, so we've been trying to connect a little bit better and, like, get along, just get the attack going together and trying to get those goals. So
being up in the forward spot, I think there's can be a lot of, maybe it's from the fans, pressure to just go and shoot and shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you watch a hockey game, hey, just shoot the puck. Well, yeah, we got it here. We worked hard to get it here. Now we can run some offense.
Mm-hmm.
When do you know, hey, I need to put the brakes on, or when is it my time to go?
Mm-hmm. I think there's times when we get the ball up into the box or the final third of the field and we just look up and our team is still trying to catch up with us, get as high as we are and get into the box for a chance. So I think there's times where when we get up the field, we realize we need to hold the ball, wait a couple seconds for everyone to get up, and then move the ball again. And then I just think times where we are going to goal is when there's like some good through balls played in on goal, and then we know that we're 1v1 with a defender, just take them on and try to get a shot off. I think being 1v1 with a defender is the best time as a forward to want to go to goal and try and beat them and get a shot off.
Can you get some of that on-field coaching instruction, like in-game, or is it all training and instincts?
It's a little bit of training and instincts, I think, and experience also. Like, I think once you see the situation in games, you'll start to see them over and over and realize, like, what to do in these situations. But I think there is a lot of good coaching that happens, like, during games on the field that you kind of, when our coach is telling us what to do, you listen, and when you put that into the game, you, like, can see how it helps you. And
right.
I think a lot of it does come from during the games or even after situations like, hey, you should have done this instead. I think that also helps a lot.
You have a new assistant coach.
Yes.
And I believe a grad assistant, too?
Yep.
So who are they?
So Kirsty is our assistant coach, and then Leah Homan from last year, she is our grad assistant coach.
Stuck around?
Mm-hmm. She wanted to be around a little bit longer, but so she's with us, like, when she can. She's super busy with school, so She's with us when she can be, so it's nice having a familiar face, too.
She's actually in school.
Yep. She still has Adrian, so.
Nice. Well, very cool. Yeah. Anna Marie, being a senior this year, I know we're in the fall. Do you have graduation plans all figured out, or?
Not really. Just graduate, see where I can find myself a job. It's nothing really, like, planned yet, so.
Fifth year?
I wish.
Okay. All right.
Well, we could try.
I was going to say, coach would put in a petition to
be
here for a fifth year. Well, it's nice catching up with you. Best of luck in conference play. You get to play another home match. You haven't hardly been at home this season, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Saturday, you're going to be home against Kalamazoo for senior day. So tune in for football and then stick around for soccer.
Yep.
Pretty simple.
Perfect.
All right, nice talking to you, and appreciate the time.
Yes, thank you for having me.
All right, we are at Frickers for the AC All Access Show. We're giving away a jersey at halftime. There's two games going on today, so two jerseys. Just fill out your name, phone number, turn it into your server, your chance to win. Also, the weekday lunch specials, $7.49 for like an entree, a side, and a drink. You can't beat that price. It's criminal how inexpensive that is. And put on your calendar the 40th birthday party for Frickers. That's going to be the weekend of October 10th, 11th, and 12th. So swing on by to the South Main location in Adrian at Frickers. We are going to step aside real quick, and we're going to talk football at the Bulldog Center. Coming your way next, Ian Wen on the ACL Access Show. 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Club baseball plays at 6 p.m. Wednesday, or take in hockey at the Arrington starting at 4 p.m. on Friday, and cheer on the Bulldog football team Saturday, October 4th at 1 p.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
It's football season, and the winning begins at Frickers. Huddle up with our delicious specialty burgers that are built to be winners. The Loaded Brew, the Barbecue Bacon Cheddar, the Bold Bacon and Blue, and the Saucy A1-ya. And don't forget the Ultimate Assist, 48-ounce personal pitchers of Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light, or Yingling, just $6.99. Catch every play, every burger, every beer at Frickers. Home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Visit Frickers.com to find the winning location nearest you.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Club baseball plays at 6 p.m. Wednesday, or take in hockey at the Arrington starting at 4 p.m. on Friday, and cheer on the Bulldog football team Saturday, October 4th at 1 p.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
It's football season, and the winning begins at Frickers. Huddle up with our delicious specialty burgers that are built to be winners. The Loaded Brew, the Barbecue Bacon Cheddar, the Bold Bacon and Blue, and the Saucy A1-ya. And don't forget the Ultimate Assist, 48-ounce personal pitchers of Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light, or Yingling, just $6.99. Catch every play, every burger, every beer at Frickers. Home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Visit Frickers.com to find the winning location nearest you.
Back here on the AC All Access Show, a couple of shout-outs for off-mic people. We have Josh Mitchell, our engineer, back in our studio. Gabby Brume with ACTV, filming all the student-athletes, putting out clips on social media. Stacy Mitchell, the director of sales at 96.5 The Cave, and the other stations. You know, just the other ones, 103.9 WLEN. And 95.3 WQTE, and kind of the talk of the town this fall, as you kind of were last year, was the Adrian College football team. Isaiah Simon, a senior offensive lineman. He's the center for this team. Maybe you played guard in your younger years, but you've been the center for the last few. He's from I'll say nearby Grass Lake. Isaiah, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Okay. A lot of stats you're helping your teammates out with. Centers don't get a lot of stats unless you call, you know, penalties and, you know, things we don't really care about. Running backs have almost totaled 1,000 yards this season already. 15 touchdowns, 5.3 yards per carry. That's got to be a prideful number for you, a guy that's been a four-year starter for the Bulldogs.
No doubt. The rushing stats are awesome for us. We're doing it by committee. We love guys like Trey Bruderman running for us. This dude just puts his head down and runs through a brick wall sometimes. We absolutely love blocking for him. But, no, it's something that this offensive line takes a lot of pride on, is being able to run the football. We want to be able to establish run so guys like Noah Boudry can go let that thing rip all across the field.
Absolutely. You know, you got Trey, and Carson Schrader comes over. Just when we thought we couldn't get a bigger running back than Trey, Carson's listed as an inch taller than Trey.
Oh, my gosh.
And then you got Mr. Morgan getting a lot of carries the last couple weeks. I mean, it's kind of where it starts. If you can't run the football, you can't do anything else as a football team.
No, I
know people like spreading it around and the flashy plays. Those don't become open if you can't run the football.
No doubt. The run game really solidifies, like, just a good offense. You know, you take a look at the Detroit Lions, just one of my favorite teams, is just elite offensive line play as of late. And it's just been kind of fueling them in the right direction, even though they lose a lot of key pieces. It's kind of like the approach that we take at Adrian. It's just taking pride in our offensive line play, being a nasty, gritty group up front.
Last year's team, a lot of success, quick turnaround, 6-4 campaign, and then your line mates were still quite young in terms of being a collegiate athlete. So I believe they're all, maybe one is new from last year. Could you go through the guys and who's been alongside you this year?
Yeah, so we have Bryce Keller at left tackle, big number 77 over there. This was his first year, or last year was his first year on the line. To my left is Jack Bush, somebody who's been with me since I was a freshman, so another fellow senior, finally starting to see the field and really making plays for us. You got me at center, and then Joe Prushnik from Concordia Ann Arbor comes over. He's played a lot of football before. It's really nice to have his veteran presence. And then Matt Hall really starting last year, making plays for us as well.
So playing alongside those two, I mean, a guy that's been probably to your left side most of your career,
yeah,
and then a new guy on your right, but he comes over from an NAIA program, quite successful one in Concordia.
No doubt.
Have you been able to feed off of him, learn some things, you know, maybe protection-wise, or what to expect from, like, a blitzing linebacker, things like that?
Yeah, no, Joe's been an awesome addition to our offensive line. It's just a guy who just is a smart football player. It's really been refreshing just to have his mind and input on everything. And he's fit in perfectly with us. He just kind of slid in there at that right guard position, and he's been making plays, and he's been just an awesome addition for us.
Speaking of new faces, you mentioned your quarterback, Noah Boudry, and you played with another senior last year, and Jake Kelbert. Maybe similar builds of quarterback. I mean, they're not the tallest guy on the team. They're not the biggest, but they both bring a certain element. And Noah this season has just kind of been everything that's been advertised, right? When you hear we're getting a guy from Mount Union who started quite a bit of football games, like, I can't wait to watch him play. And he's blown me away this season.
Yeah,
Noah, talk about him.
Absolutely. Noah's been awesome, and he's been a leader, just kind of like how Jake was. Jake and Noah have very similar leadership qualities. They're just leaders of men, and two guys that I would loved playing in front of so far. But Noah, he's a very inviting human. It doesn't matter, like, what, I guess, rank you are on the team.
Yeah.
He's willing and talking to everybody. One thing that I love that he does for the offensive line is you allow no sacks in the game, he takes you out deep. So us big guys absolutely love it when Noah stays up and we go get some ice cream. So he's been an awesome guy to have around.
And so then do you check the tape and you say, hey, you could have thrown the ball there because he took some hits last week. Was there a little competition? Like, hey, that shouldn't have counted.
Oh, there can be definitely some of those. But we come to a pretty good consensus on most of those. But No, he's awesome. We love Noah.
I think I've asked every football player this, and I'm probably going to do it the rest of the season. Week one, Valparaiso. I mean, our first game of the season, they'd already played a football game. Your offense didn't score really until a touchdown, obviously, until late. You got a field goal earlier on. But it just, you played mistake-free football, really. It was just unique to watch. And then the defense was great all day. What was it like, number one, to play in that game? And then, number two, when the game was over and Adrian College won?
Absolutely. Those are the games you come back for. You know, as a graduating senior last year starting a grad program, it's pretty tempting sometimes to go just into the workforce. But those games are the reason you come back to play football. It's just a surreal moment. I don't even think half of the team is, like, taking in, like, what we've done, because we're such on a week-by-week basis. Mm-hmm. We don't care who we play. But coming out victorious in that game was just absolutely amazing. I can't even comprehend it still. It's just like you watch those highlights of those games, and it's just big-time players making big-time plays. So it was really awesome to see.
So we got week one, then week two, 76-0.
Yep.
That kind of speaks for itself.
Yep.
You got to get some time off in the ball game. Which, you know, you might not be used to as a lineman, right? I mean,
yeah.
I
won't complain about the little break I get. Big guys get tired sometimes, man.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, no kidding. And then homecoming, 57-0. Just another chance to play at home, Docking Stadium, ruckus crowd, big crowd. I've always been behind the crowd looking down at you guys. What's it like to be down there catching a glance back up at the stands?
I have a really special attachment to our homecoming games. Every 4 years on homecoming weekend, my little town of Grass Lake comes out and supports me and my teammate Josh Sherwood, both from Grass Lake. This year, I think we got 60 people to come out to our game.
Wow.
So it's really special being able to play in front of just all those friends and family. So homecoming is always a special time for me.
That was very cool.
Yeah,
I like right. that. Yeah. We'll segue that into this. Grass Lake. Did you know you wanted to play college football when you were in high school, or how did that? Obviously, you came in with Jim Deere.
Yep.
And you stuck around with Joe Palka. So what was it like to your decision to play college football? Is it something you wanted to do? And tell us your story.
So I have actually a very interesting path. Out of high school, I was kind of getting a little bit of looks just from, like, Adrian, Alma, all those schools. I actually decided to go to Grand Valley State out of high school with five of my best friends. So shout out to my Grand Valley guys. I absolutely love those guys. I was doing a year there just doing school, no football or anything, and I really got that itch to play. Like, you know, that passion. Mm-hmm. I have for football, it still was there. So I texted Coach Nolman, and he really brought me on, and he was super excited to have me, and it was just kind of a match made in heaven. It's a decision that I am very thankful that I made. It's been nothing but amazing here at Adrian College. I absolutely love this place.
He's one of your offensive line coaches. I don't know if he's the only one that –
Nope, shout out to Coach Thor, and shout out to Coach
Thor's there's a couple.
Girlfriend, yeah. Who makes us the banana bread and cookies before the game. It always comes back to food for the offensive line, so I got to bring it up.
Very food motivated, right?
No doubt.
you burn a lot of calories. That's the reason.
Nope, got to.
Yeah, so. Got to replace.
Absolutely.
Let's see. So you get the homecoming contest. Then we hit the road last week. A couple days ago, technically last week, up to Olivet. It's a conference game. It's their homecoming. Treat it as a business trip.
No doubt.
If we focus on ourselves, do what we need to do. I've heard your coaches spiel plenty.
No doubt.
The result will take care of itself.
No doubt.
And for the first-string offense, first-string defense, you picked right up from where he left off on homecoming. Except for those one or two sacks you gave up.
Yeah.
Not you. I'm saying as a collective.
Wow, that one just
as a collective group. To get a conference win, it's tough. I mean, get an MIAA play, and there's no easy win.
Yeah, I don't know if you've heard within the week, but that's the first conference road game that this coaching staff has won. So it's really It was really awesome to get that win for our coaching staff that we just go to battle for every week. And one thing I got to say is I think we, this year, I think we play really good complementary football. Like, defense gets a turnover. Like, I love playing with that defense, man. That defense, as much as I get tired, they get us on the field within, like, three plays. It's just awesome to play with guys that, and then I think we're doing a better job of just picking them up and scoring on plays that they make, you know, so it's been just real good complimentary football this year, especially, and it showed last week against Olivet.
What a nice segue. I asked one of your wide receivers, Ethan Aberger, about it, going up against that defense in practice.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, statistically, still one of the best in the country.
No doubt.
Numbers-wise. You know, what's it like to go up against them day in and day out when you get the ones going against the ones?
Coach P always preached it, man. It's a war, and if you want to play here, you got to treat it like a war. Those guys just make us better. Going against the D-line especially, those guys are just a force. It's hard to run the ball. You know, we run the ball a lot on other teams, but it's really hard to run the ball on our guys up front. But those guys are just awesome. Those are some of the best teammates out there. They're just fantastic dudes and a really dang good defense, to tell you what.
And you got a Concordia guy against another Concordia guy.
Yep.
Andrew Van Dyke, if he lines up over the right guard, I mean, those two probably get after it.
I tell you what, he's a tough back block. I tell him every week, like, when we run our counter and power plays, he's a tough back block, man. He's just a force. He's just a brute, man.
And that's, you know, when you get into conference play, which we are now, you're going to see that. You know, you're going to see guys built like him.
No doubt.
Every week here on out. So looking forward to just, I feel like every game's a rivalry week in some way. Even though there's no trophy for the game against Albion, it's at home, 1 o'clock. You can listen to the game on our sister station, 103.9 WLEN. I'll be there with Sean Whitmer calling the contest. It's Albion week. I mean, you don't really need to say anything extra. I mean, you almost have to teach the coaching staff, like, hey, listen, here's what this is all about. We don't like purple around here.
No, we hate purple around here. No, this is a very important game for us. Something I told Coach P after the season last year is I want to beat teams that the senior class has not been able to beat. So this is the Albions, the Trines of the world. So this is our first test. This is the next one on the schedule. And like we said, we take it week by week, and this team doesn't care who we play. So it's a very exciting opportunity for the boys in black and gold.
Absolutely. Well said. Well, Isaiah, I'm glad you finally got on the show.
I know.
I don't know why we're letting all these position guys get on, the wide receivers, quarterbacks. Who cares? If you guys don't block, there's nothing.
Oh,
Noah's on his back. Noah's probably not here if it's not for your offensive line.
You know what? That's right. Thank you. Some offensive line love. I love this.
Maybe you'll have to get on the show again.
Let's do it. I'm always down.
All right. Well, we have to say goodbye for now. We'll talk about you plenty on Saturday, but Isaiah, it was nice talking to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
Once again, your Bulldogs center, Isaiah Simon, the Bulldogs and the Britons, 1 o'clock on Saturday at Docking Stadium. If you can't make it, listen on 103.9 WLEN. I'll be back on the call with Sean Whitmer. We're going to take a quick step aside. We're going to wrap up the show with the Sports Information Director, Mike Prang, previewing the week that is coming up. Don't forget, the happy frickin' 40th for Frickers coming up October 10th, 11th, and 12th. Live entertainment Friday, a football party on Saturday, and family fun on Sunday, celebrating 40 years of Frickers. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with the conclusion of the ACL Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Club baseball plays at 6 p.m. Wednesday, or take in hockey at the Arrington starting at 4 p.m. on Friday, and cheer on the Bulldog football team Saturday, October 4th at 1 p.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
It's football season, and the winning begins at Frickers. Huddle up with our delicious specialty burgers that are built to be winners. The Loaded Brew, the Barbecue Bacon Cheddar, the Bold Bacon and Blue, and the Saucy A1-ya. And don't forget the Ultimate Assist, 48-ounce personal pitchers of Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light, or Yingling, just $6.99. Catch every play, every burger, every beer at Frickers. Home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Visit Frickers.com to find the winning location nearest you.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Club baseball plays at 6 p.m. Wednesday, or take in hockey at the Arrington starting at 4 p.m. on Friday, and cheer on the Bulldog football team Saturday, October 4th at 1 p.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics. College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Club baseball plays at 6 p.m. Wednesday, or take in hockey at the Arrington starting at 4 p.m. on Friday, and cheer on the Bulldog football team Saturday, October 4th at 1 p.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
It's football season, and the winning begins at Frickers. Huddle up with our delicious specialty burgers that are built to be winners. The Loaded Brew, the Barbecue Bacon Cheddar, the Bold Bacon and Blue, and the Saucy A1-ya. And don't forget the Ultimate Assist, 48-ounce personal pitchers of Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light, or Yingling, just $6.99. Catch every play, every burger, every beer at Frickers. Home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Visit Frickers.com to find the winning location nearest you.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Club baseball plays at 6 p.m. Wednesday, or take in hockey at the Arrington starting at 4 p.m. on Friday, and cheer on the Bulldog football team Saturday, October 4th at 1 p.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Welcome back to the AC All Access Show. Ian Wentz, Mike Prang to finish things up here today. Just about a minute or two. A week ahead, got women's golf in the second MIAA Jamboree over in Marshall. Women's volleyball opening conference play. Olivet, men's soccer non-conference season finishes up at Ohio Northern tomorrow. Men's D3 hockey begins. Men's D1 hockey, they're home against University of Pittsburgh this weekend. The Panthers come to town. Women's D1 and D2 hockey both have their first home games this weekend. And as I mentioned, football at home on Saturday, then women's soccer senior day, 6 p.m. Tennis will be home Sunday against Ohio Wesleyan. Well, thanks, Mike, for that.
There you go. See, I didn't even need to come back.
Do you have anything to add?
No, go Dogs.
I did a nice job.
Yeah.
You want to, like, pitch your app or something or your website?
Yeah, download the mobile app, Adrian College Athletics in the App Store, Google Play Store, and, yeah, go download.
And AdrianBulldogs.com.
Yeah, AdrianBulldogs.com.
Read all the stuff that Prang writes about the teams.
Something like that, yeah.
And your staff.
Yeah.
But mostly you.
And my staff.
And your staff, yeah. The question is, though, are you going to be in attendance for the happy frickin' 40th birthday party?
It looks like it is the bye week of football, so maybe.
Maybe. It's a 3-day thing, too. Wonder if they have, like, a sleepover option where you can just sleep on the floor and then just wake up. And
that's all you need. I'm not into Frickers that much. No offense.
No, I mean, like, maybe you pass out, you're tired or something. And no? All right. Oh, it's not a hotel. All right. Yeah, thanks to Tara for helping us out. I need all the help I can get. Yeah, for making us leave the establishment. Thanks to, of course, Mike Prang for that insight at the end of the show and all the stuff at the beginning. The women's soccer, men's soccer, football players, and Josh Mitchell back in our cave studios. Oh, yeah, Gabby Brume for helping out with ACTV. We're going to send it to Westwood One's coverage of the National Football League right here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at adrianbulldogs.com.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2 W243 AD Adrian 96.5 The Cave.